Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grogg. Three men and a dog have been stabbed at a home south of Brisbane during a brawl over an e-scooter. Police say the violence erupted when four men armed with knives arrived at the Forest Lake home and demanded the e-scooter be given to them. The dog has been given emergency vet treatment, while the men have been treated for their wounds in hospital. Barnaby Joyce has accused the Greens of politicising the nation's new anti-corruption watchdog just days after it became operational. The senior Nationals MP made the accusation after Senator Barbara Pocock referred consultancy firm PricewaterhouseCoopers to the Commission on Sunday over revelations the firm shared confidential tax information from the Treasury Department to drum up new business. Senator Pocock has rejected Mr. Joyce's accusations.
This is a matter which concerns many thousands of Australians, and it has concerned a lot of money. It's not a question of a politician making a referral about a political question in our parliament. It's a national issue about the proper use of public funds, the proper separation of conflicts of interest, knowing that it's inappropriate to use confidential information to make money for your firm.
The federal government has unveiled a new team to target scammers. The specialist unit is made up of experts from government, the police and private sector. Deputy Treasurer Stephen Jones says Australians who have had their information or identity stolen will be referred to support services such as ID Care, which will help restore lost data. He says the task force's role will be to identify ways to disrupt investment scams and minimise the losses people experience from them.
It's a first for Australia, and it'll be about the government taking the fight up to scammers to ensure that Australians aren't left on their own. It's about ensuring that whether those criminal networks are operating in Australia or wherever they're working around the world, will be disrupting their activity.
Demand for seeing eye dogs in Australia is growing as the number of people with low vision or blindness increases. More than 450,000 people in Australia are living with those conditions. Chief Executive of Vision Australia, Ron Hooton, says the charity is aiming to raise $1 million to pay for the training of another 20 seeing eye dogs,
which will make an enormously valuable contribution to 20 Australians who are blind or have low vision. The change in their lives, that it will enable employment, faster access in the community, greater independence, greater social inclusion. That'll make a fantastic contribution to people who are blind or have low vision.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo begins his three-day visit to Australia later today. He will be here for bilateral talks, with a key focus expected to be finalising a deal on battery production for electric vehicles. Mr. Widodo says the deal makes sense, considering Indonesia is the largest economy in Southeast Asia and has the world's largest nickel reserves, while Australia is the world's largest main lithium producer. Airlines say Sydney Airport is largely back to normal after days of chaos caused by high winds. More than 100 domestic flights were cancelled at the nation's busiest airport over the weekend when pilots were limited to a single runway due to blustery conditions. There were also some cancellations this morning, but a spokesperson for Qantas says they have worked to recover from the delays and flights have been mostly leaving on time today. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.